Yeah, she's a sweetheart. Yeah, she is. Okay, let's see. Testing, testing. Yeah, I think we're set. Set record level. Let's get it a bit higher here. Put it a bit higher so we can hear your voice. There we go. There, I think that's gonna do it. We'll find out. Record level. Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm speaking with Mrs. Audrey Stanley. It's Jude Carson, and it is November 9th, I believe, 2009.
Yeah.
And there are just a couple of things I had wanted to ask you about. Here, I'll put this book here so that
Oh,
it'll hold it up
okay.
for starters. Yeah,
I
for
see.
starters, we just want to talk about the churches in Rothesay.
Yeah.
As you remember, like you've been a long-term member of St.
St.
Paul's.
Paul's Church, yes. My first relationship with St. Paul's was in the summer of 1918 when my mother and father took me down to the church for my baptism. And my grandmother was visiting from Montreal, my mother's mother. And I think they were probably in a horse and wagon from Dave Goldie, who lived near us. And on the way down, my mother is still undecided what she's going to call me. She thought she wanted to call me Harriet, but my grandmother said, "Well, if you want one of those new fancy names, you can call her Audrey." So that's how I got the name Audrey. But unfortunately, the minister, who was Canon Daniel, was quite elderly at the time, and I think he thought it was Aubrey, and my middle name was Atwater, so that didn't give him any clues, and he christened me as a boy. And so
Good start.
that was yes.
Yes, yeah.
But I recently made a joke about it and said, "I don't know whether I'm going to get to heaven or not." One of the secretaries at the church looked up the records, and I am registered as a girl.
Oh,
So
well, that's
that's
good.
all right. I
That's
guess
good.
I'll make it through.
Yeah. Well, have you been a resident of Rothesay all your life?
No,
No,
no.
you have
Well,
not.
I was born there and grew up, and in 1937, I left to go to Montreal to go into nurses training at the Montreal General Hospital. And from then on, I think for about 19 years, I was away. But I was divorced in 1956. I came back to Rosse with five children, landed on my mother's doorstep.
Wow.
So that's and I've been here ever since.
Yes,
So
yeah.
my children have more or less grown up in
Yes,
Rosse,
five, wow.
and so
Yeah.
I'm very fortunate to have all my five children fairly close.
Yes,
So,
yeah.
yeah.
So you would you've been going to St. Paul's then for
Yeah.
most of your life.
Right. Yes, I
Yeah.
have. I
Have you
was.
seen any difference in
Oh.
the
I certainly have. When we were children, we didn't go to church until you were confirmed.
Which would be what age?
11,
11 or 12, yeah.
12, yeah. And it was, we never saw kids in church. And I could even remember the first family that did bring their children into the church. And unfortunately, I can't remember their name. But anyway, that was a big change.
Was it?
And also, so I sang in the choir when I was young, teenager. And in those days, the RCS boys came down to church. They marched down, the cadet corps,
Right.
really, they marched down. And
Now, what you, excuse me, but when you say in those days, what dates are we talking about? What
oh, that
year?
would be the 30s.
Okay.
And so that was always kind of exciting for teenage girls to see the boys there. There wouldn't be room for them in church now.
Yes.
And they don't march anymore anyway.
That's right. That's right.
So,
but would, what would the congregation be? Approximately how many then?
I would say probably 75, something
really?
Like that. But I never saw the church jam full,
mm-hmm.
Unless it was for a big wedding or a funeral or something.
Right.
But today, the church to me is just wonderful.
Really?
It is wonderful to see so many people there, and so much going on at the church, and the new building is adjoining the two. That was the most wonderful thing.
And when was that done? Was that part of the recent work?
I'm going to say 10 years ago, but I'm not sure. I know we moved our quilting over to the old fire hall, and we quilted over there while they were doing the church building. And it was a local architect that did, he did a fabulous job.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Raised the Sunday school up so that there's a portion underneath, you know, now that wasn't there before.
And what is that used for?
Well, that's for Sunday school
as well.
And for daycare. Kids. There are lots of kids there at daycare.
Mm-hmm.
And and another thing that that really thrills me is the interaction between St. Paul's and Our Lady of Perpetual Help,
mm-hmm.
which now we have had in the recent times three funerals that our minister knew were going to be, it would be too big for our church.
Mm-hmm.
And he has asked Father LeBlanc,
right.
We've had three Anglican funerals mm-hmm. in the Catholic Church. It's mm-hmm. just amazing.
That's great.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
You were saying earlier, off tape, that at one time there was only one Catholic family.
Well, I only knew of one Catholic mm-hmm. family in Rossay.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until, I think when the Olins moved out and there were different, there may have been others who went into town to mm-hmm. get to the church, but mm-hmm. Anyway, and there was a small Catholic church up on the Hampton Road, and I do not remember ever seeing it, but it was there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the graveyard is still
yes,
there. It's up near Sobeys.
I've seen a picture of the church.
Yeah.
It was a lovely little church.
And apparently it burned down
mm-hmm.
the year that, it must have been the year that I was married, because there's a friend of mine who was married the day before I was
mm-hmm.
in a Catholic ceremony in our Sunday school.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It was 1941.
41.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So what was it like going to church in the older days?
Well, everybody walked to church,
mm-hmm.
you know, and where we lived at the very end of Maiden Lane, which is now called Knoll Lane, that part of it where
right.
we lived, because our house was called the Knoll.
And oh my gosh, is it the Knoll?
Yeah.
Well, you know what they have, the person who transcribed your tape? The Mole.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, I know.
Yeah, yeah. But it's spell it.
No, K N O L L.
Okay, thank you.
And it was named for an ancestor of my father's who lived in Sussex and he called his house the Knoll.
Okay.
And my mother fancied that, so that's what she called her house. But we were very close to what we called then the Dam Road.
Right.
And is now Grove Avenue, but we and in those days everybody took shortcuts. You walked through everybody's property. Nobody didn't bother anybody.
Right.
But if it was much shorter
right.
for us to go just through the field and down the damn road to church.
Because there were a lot of fields and open areas.
And actually, there was paths. There was a little path that went through the woods that we could take, or we went up through the McMackens and out their driveway.
Now, the McMackens, where did they live?
Well, they lived on the dam road. And it's one of the oldest houses. I don't know how to describe it to you.
It's not the one on the corner.
No, it's kind of off the road, the dam road. There's a long driveway it. And our house, our property backed on to Taylor's Hill, which was the place in the winter where everybody went to ski and to slide and toboggan and whatnot. And Taylor's Brook was a wonderful place. All the people went fishing down there. My brothers used to fish in there. My father used to fish in there.
Really?
Oh, yes.
For what? Would it be trout?
Trout.
Nice.
And my oldest brother, Tim, went to RCS, and of course he went through the field, through the Taylor's field, and up. You wouldn't even think of going all the way around the road.
No. So you walked to church.
Oh, yes.
And everybody wore hats?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You wouldn't dare go through the front door of the church without a hat on.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, if anybody has a hat on, everybody looks at them.
Where was the rectory at that time?
Same place. Same place it is now.
Which is where?
Behind the bank.
And excuse my ignorance, it shows you behind the bank.
Yes.
Okay. So
that house behind the bank.
See, I didn't know that.
That was the rectory.
Okay.
And we had, after Canon Daniel, we had Mr. Holmes, who we called Mr. Holmes. But he was kind of high church, and he liked to be called Father Holmes. Well, we as kids thought that was hilarious. So behind his back, we called him Daddy Holmes, you see. So.
Yeah, it sounded like you had fun as children.
We did. And in the summer, we always had a church picnic. And believe it or not, we all, the kids, piled in the back of a truck and were driven up to Gondola Point Beach for a picnic. And
now, why up there, not the beach in Rossay?
Well, the Gondola Point Beach was much bigger.
Yes.
There were buildings up there. There were buildings up there. And no, there were just the two beaches in Rossay, Sandy Beach and Cudlip's Beach. Mm-hmm. And
so you'd go in the back of a truck?
Yes. Yeah. Can you imagine? Well, of course, in those days, the trucks didn't go very fast.
No, and the road...
And there wasn't much traffic.
And the road, would it have been paved by then?
No, I don't think so.
Right.
No, it was paved up to Rossay Corner.
Right, and that was
And that was it.
Yeah.
And, I'm trying to think of other things that happened. But, I had a lot of fun in those days. You made your own fun. We played games, of course, with our family and the Brocks, who also lived on Maiden Lane. There was always somebody your age.
Right.
We had six kids. They had five.
Wow.
Five, but we all sort of fitted together. And we'd play in the evening and play Red Line and all kinds of things. There was only one house, and a house on Goldie Court, which was not called Goldie Court in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, here we go with the names again. Mr. Morton, he was an electrician, and his house was way at the top of what is now Goldie Court.
Mm-hmm.
The house is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And
And you went away and did nursing.
Yeah.
But you weren't affected by the war specifically, were you, like?
It was a big decision whether I would go into the army or not, but I was, I think I should have made that decision, but I got married instead.
Okay. Yeah. Who knows? Who
Yes,
knows?
yes,
Yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
So,
And so you came back here, it would be then in the 50s.
I came back in 56,
Right.
yes,
Did
yeah.
you notice a big difference in
Oh,
Rothsay?
yes, oh, yes. The heart of Rothsay, which you read about in the real estate ads, you know,
Yes.
such and such a house is in the heart of Rothsay, which gives me a big smile because it's nowhere near what I call the heart of Rothsay. But that area from Rothsay Corner down to the bridge, it has not changed
Really?
at all, except that the Hickman's house
Right.
is was not there in my day.
Oh, it wasn't.
No.
Was that moved there?
No, they built it.
They built it,
That was
okay.
an empty lot. But you know that what they say about Rothsay, there are two people that are still living in the same house they grew up in is John Kirkpatrick and Margaret Bourne.
Really? Oh my gosh.
And John Kirkpatrick
Right.
is his house is right there on right opposite the entrance to what used to be Netherwood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And
Yeah.
and there was a blacksmith shop
Yes.
there.
Yeah.
And I wish that Rothsay would put some kind of a plaque
Yeah, they should,
to
you know.
show where that blacksmith shop was because it was, you know, we used to hang around there, and Mr. Kirsten was
He sounded,
the most
yeah.
patient man in the world.
Isn't that
You
something?
know,
Yeah.
we'd have to go and watch him shoeing the horses you know, doing
Yeah.
all kinds of things,
Well, it
fixing
would have been
things.
fascinating.
Oh, it was
Yeah,
fascinating.
yeah,
Yes,
yeah.
yeah.
So now you say you noticed the heart hadn't changed, but at that time there were stores there at the corner, were there not?
Oh, up at Rothsay Corner. Yeah, there were
Right.
two stores. The Robertsons, but
Yeah, they were
in
still
the
there, yeah.
Quispam book, they call it Robinson, which is
Right.
wrong. It was Robertson's.
Right.
And then it also says that he left it to Lou Merritt, who was his son-in-law. I wasn't his son-in-law at all, but anyway, trust me to find out anything.
Yeah, but you're nicer about it than some people.
And well, I think the worst mistake that they put in there was to call the Squibb family Squid.
Squid? Oh dear. Oh.
I just hope that Wayne Squibb, who is a multimillionaire up in Toronto, doesn't ever read that. Oh dear.
No,
No,
mistakes
that was
happen for sure.
terrible. I
Yeah,
can't
no.
imagine
Yeah.
anybody.
Well, obviously nobody was proofreading it or, yeah.
Well, you know, they should have had Vera Stevenson. Do you
Yeah,
know?
well, again, I have an interview from her from the 80s, and it was very good too. Is she
Oh,
still around?
yeah, she's fat. She's amazing.
So where is she?
Well, she lives in one of the little apartments behind the church up there, the big church.
All right. Oh
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
Out on the Hampton Road?
Yes,
I know the one you mean. I
yeah.
forget the name of it,
So
but
Vera and I went through school from grade 1 to grade 5
well, it was
together.
Vera, I think, who tried to get a reunion going one time off the school, but she said nobody expressed an interest or not enough people, so.
Well, no, we were from, I left in after grade 5 and went to Netherwood. But Vera She called me one day and said, "Would you come to my 75th birthday party?" I said, "Vera, you're not 75 yet." And she said, "Well, yes, I am." I said, "Melanie, were you 7 years old when you were in grade 1?" And she said, "Yes, I was."
Oh
And
my
I said,
gosh.
"Well, no wonder you always came first." Never knew she was a year older.
Oh, isn't that funny?
No, I go up to see Vera every once in a while. Talk about the old days.
Well, that's nice. So, even though she lived in Fairvale,
Oh, yeah.
you were friends through school.
Oh, yes.
So there was friendship among people.
Oh,
It wasn't just sort of stick to your own community.
yes. No, but there was the you know, what we call the van kids
Oh,
that had to
right.
come in the horse-drawn vans
Right, yeah.
and that lived farthest away from the school. And they would take their lunch, of course, and in those days they had a domestic science class,
Right.
and the domestic science class would make at every noon a great big thing of cocoa.
Yeah, thank goodness
And
they
all the
did.
van kids had a mug, which they kept in their desk.
Oh, okay.
And they went around with these big kettles and gave every kid a cup
Oh,
of
isn't that
cocoa
great?
for
Yeah.
lunch.
Yeah, now you would go home for lunch.
But
You'd
I
be
had, yeah,
local, yeah.
we had to walk home for lunch.
Exactly, yeah.
Unless it was a terribly stormy day, my mother would give us a sandwich or something, and
Yeah.
we'd stay at school.
Because
But, hi, we'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, I hope I'm not blocking you.
No, I can get around.
Okay, thank you.
This is often away from the church, but yeah, I forgot what I was going to
No, but
say.
it's okay because
Yeah.
anything, like, even if a chapter's written, we go back and sort of,
Yeah.
if
Oh, I
it's.
know, and I think I've said this before about the teachers. The day that they had, and Miss McMurray, the grade one teacher, was the only one that lived in Rossay, and she lived in the hotel, which
Oh, she
was on
did
the
at
corner,
Kennedy's, right?
and the Kennedy House. And the other teachers came down from Hampton on the train, and they got off the train at 8:15 in Rossay. They were at school all day until they got the train back at 6:15
Oh
at
my
night.
gosh.
That
Wow.
was their day.
Wow. That was long. Now this would be at the Rossay Consolidated School,
Rossay
right?
Consolidated
Okay.
School,
Yeah.
yes.
That's a long
And
day.
that went to, there was grade 7 and 8 was taught together, and then 9, 10, 11 was the high school, and the principal, Mr. Wetmore, taught the high school. Now, a lot of the boys, if they finished grade 8, they were ready to go off.
Right.
And,
Yeah.
but I know of one boy that was in grade 5 with me when we would be 11 years old, probably. He left in grade 5 and went out to work in the woods
Oh my
to
gosh,
help
yeah.
feed his
Had
family.
to, that's
I
right,
know.
yeah, that's a thing, yeah.
You know,
Different days,
it was tough
yeah.
in those
No,
days.
you had some nice things to say about Miss McMurray.
Oh, she was fabulous.
Yeah, and a number of people did, so she
Oh,
must have been, yeah.
she was an amazing teacher.
Yeah.
And she'd get us to bring eggshells to
Right.
school after we had a hard-boiled egg, and she'd put earth in it, and we'd plant a seed. And
Isn't that
oh,
nice? Yeah.
she
So
was
you
just
got the advantage because you got that experience, but then you also got to experience Netherwood with
yeah.
Miss Ganong.
Well, day girls were sort of you know
Yeah.
pariah, I guess, in those days. We only went from 9 in the morning till 1,
Right. Yeah.
and it took me at least 4 hours to do my homework, which really was taught you to work on your own a
Yes.
lot.
Yes. Yeah.
But no, I had good. Well, you know, when I think of what I learned then, you know, 7 years of Latin. That helps me with doing crossword
Actually, you know, I took Latin. I had to take Latin in high school. If you
Yeah.
wanted to go to university, you had to take Latin. You
Yeah.
couldn't take home ec, as we call
No.
it. And I hated it, but I'll tell you, I'd like to meet my teacher today and tell her how helpful it has been with other
Oh,
languages
yes.
and with English,
Yeah.
because it is the basis of so many
Right.
languages,
Yes.
isn't it?
Yeah.
Crosswords, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do all kinds of puzzles all the time.
Oh, good for
Yeah,
you. Yeah.
puzzles.
So you had that experience too, but now we're back to just trying to think of anything else you have to say about St. Paul's.
Well, the church bell used to ring all the time, but it doesn't ring anymore. I don't know
Well, that's
why.
what I wondered. I thought, am I
Yeah.
just not in the village at the right time, or does it not ring? So they don't use it anymore.
Well, some of the neighbors objected to it, I guess.
Oh, you're kidding, really?
Right.
Okay. So how long has that been that they haven't run it?
Well, I don't
I'll
know.
ask about that. Yeah.
Yeah. They have to, pull it with a rope.
Yeah. I never thought of that. I suppose if you lived right
Yeah.
next to it would get on your nerves,
Yeah.
perhaps. I just love the sound of it. I lived in England for a while, so I
Yeah.
love to hear that.
Right. Yeah. I know.
But
Yeah.
that now that bell, that was the original bell though, wasn't it? It was,
Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. But
And
a lot of the community gave things to the church for the enhancement of it. Do you know anything about that?
Oh yes, there are all kinds of plaques all over the church, and every once in a while I see one that I didn't remember ever seeing before. It's
I should take a
anyway,
walk through. Yeah.
yeah. There are lots of, and all the windows now are stained glass. I think when I was a kid there were probably two or three that were
Right.
not filled in, but
Right. Yeah.
they're lovely. It was originally I don't know, Presbyterian,
Presbyterian,
or
yes. Yeah. Which again is very interesting, and I don't think a lot of people know that. So the churches are sort of interrelated, you know. And so you say it's quite well attended now?
Oh yes,
Yeah.
we have a fabulous minister. He is
Yes, what is
just
his last name?
Albert Snellgrove,
Snellgrove, okay.
and he is just wonderful. And I say his wife always has a smile on her face, so he must be a wonderful husband too. They have three boys, and we have a fabulous assistant minister, Jasmine Chandra, and she is just the most delightful person, a lovely person. And her husband is also an Anglican minister.
Oh, for heaven's
Yeah,
sakes.
and right now she's, well, on Wednesday she's leaving with the bishop to go to Ghana for a couple of weeks
Oh my
to
goodness.
see the
Yeah, your church does a lot of outreach.
Yes, we
Yeah, which
do.
is great.
Well, we have with our ACW, we have a prayer partner and a connection with a church in Aklavik in the Northwest Territories. And when I was in junior NWA, I can remember making little candy bags or something for that church when I
Really?
was in junior NWA.
Oh my
So we have
goodness, so
had
you've
that
had that a long
connection
time.
with that church for a long time.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
great. That's
Yeah.
great. Yeah.
So,
Now, is there anything else you want to add about anything? Because you,
well,
like I say, you're one of the stars, I'll tell you.
well, I don't know about that. No, it's a wonderful place to live. And when I drive up the Hampton Road now, I cannot believe the change in the stores and the restaurants and everything, because there was nothing but farms up there in my day. And
Now, when you say your day, what years are we talking? Would that be the 30s or
yes, yeah, the
yeah.
20s and 30s.
Third,
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
And going up to Gondola Point was the big thing, to go up there for a swim. And on when we had a car, there was a sort of a rise and fall in the road, and we always waited to get to the bump, and we'd go up and we'd say, "Oh, here we come," and we'd go up and down
Yeah,
this whole
nice.
car.
No, it's a pretty special place. It really is. You know, even now, it's a great place to raise a family,
Right.
for sure.
And look, I don't know why I can't carry this snapshot around in my purse, but I do. And I did show it to somebody.
Well, that's the other thing. We have to start looking at pictures
Well,
because So how many of your brothers and sisters are still around?
Two brothers.
Isn't that amazing?
My brother Tim lives up by next door to Pony Club.
Right.
All alone, a house. And my younger brother Warren lives down in what used to be Renforth.
Okay.
In another big house all by himself. And we are three out of six.
That's amazing.
That stayed in Rosse.
Yes.
They live in Rosse. Tells you something. I don't know what, but it does tell you something.
Excuse me. Well, that's interesting. That's Doug is your son, and Cassie's a sweetheart, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Kat, and actually, today's her birthday.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
So, and Doug just had his 65th birthday.
Really?
And I said, well, now you can go to the bulk barn by yourself. You don't have to take me.
I love the bulk barn. I know, I was in there one day.
He loves to cook.
He does?
Oh, he loves to cook.
Okay, he is a snag.
Well, Doug and Gus Bonnycastle, you know Gus Bonnycastle?
Yes.
Well, they were making fruitcakes the other day
what?
Together. That's why he was in the bulk barn Wednesday to get the seniors discount.
That's great.
Now, there's Gond La Pointe in 1921,
oh,
I figure.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, that's Fred Brock on the end, and my brother Tim.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get that.
We might get this copied. I'm going to turn this off.